do see a little sunshine out there. What's the temperature of the pool? Any idea? What at the Y's, the family Y? What temperature do you keep
at the French Creek Family YMCA?
Or the Vermilion? What do you?
At the French Creek Family YMCA, the comp pool is probably about 79, and the recreation pool is probably about 84.
Oh, wow. That's not too bad. We have with us Charity Butch, the executive director of the French Creek Family YMCA, and also joining us Tim Goble, the executive director of the Family YMCA in Vermilion. And they're here to talk about the annual campaign. What is the thoughts behind this campaign that you're kicking off?
So the annual campaign really is the Y's version of giving back to the community. The way the Y is a charity is we raise funds to support what we have is a scholarship program that ensures that no one is turned away from the YMCA due to an inability to pay. So every year we have an annual campaign that raises funds from individuals and businesses to support this whole process.
Charity, why is it important to get everybody involved in that, somebody who can't afford it to be able to come to use the services of the Y?
Well, the biggest thing for us at the YMCA, we have three areas of focus. It's going to be youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. And the biggest thing for us is just making sure that everybody in the community has the opportunity to take part in what we are doing as a community.
Because many times, and I think too, people sometimes look at the YMCA almost sometimes as a gathering place. Mm-hmm. There's other uses for that besides just sort of the physical activity and things. Different classes are being offered to enrich people too, right?
Of course. A lot of times people refer to us as a gym and a swim, but we're much more than that. Like you said, we are a gathering place. We're a social organization. And people come just to hang out, to meet with friends, to make new friends. And it's just a gathering place for the community.
What are the components of this annual campaign that you're working on? How do people get involved with that sort of thing?
So the easiest way to get involved is to actually just make a donation. It can be of any amount that's significant to any individual. We have anywhere from $1 to $100,000. It's all depending on what your viewpoint is on philanthropy, how much you have to give on a yearly basis. And we look just for people to support our cause, which is to make sure that no one is turned away because of an inability to pay.
Do you know how many people seem to benefit from in past from a campaign like this or from the services that way?
So our association, which encompasses the greater Cleveland area, gives away about $1 million plus each year towards this campaign in the form of scholarships. So it ranges depending on if you just need a few bucks for swim lessons or if you need an entire membership. It ranges based on the individuals and what their needs are.
What the nicest part about the campaign itself is that every cent that's raised by the individual branches, that money stays within our communities. So everything that's raised by Tim and I in our branches, that stays right here in Lorain County. And to be quite honest, we've had a lot of really large success, not just in Vermilion and in Avon with the French Creek Y, but we've really been able to push out and run programming in North Ridgeville. We're looking at programming in LaGrange and Penfield. We're chatting about some possible programming in Wellington. We have the ability to go out and push out further because of campaigns like this.
Charity, the Y in Avon is fairly new. Hasn't been around that long.
What makes we're celebrating our birthday in April, fifth birthday.
5 years already. What makes it so special for you?
To be quite honest, it's a very kind of personal story. The French Creek Y, I started running programming out in Sheffield Lake when I first started about 6 years ago. And the French Creek Y was being built while I first started. And it's my home. It's where I've grown up. It's where I've grown into my professional career. It's where I've grown into the community. And it really and truly is my home. No matter where I go in life, will probably be the French Creek Family YMCA.
You mentioned how you take programs to other communities that may not have this physical YMCA building. What kind of programs are brought out to those communities?
So we have, for instance, we have a program called Why Without Walls, and it basically describes exactly what you just said, bringing a program to a community that doesn't necessarily have a physical structure in place that is owned by the Y, but we partner with other organizations to do those programs. And so one in particular is we had started in Wellington this past year of bringing and starting a Silver Sneaker site, which is meant for those older individuals that are seeking their health and wellness needs, and they get a membership through their insurance company. So we partnered with the First United Methodist Church down in Wellington to actually, they gave us a space to start this program, and we're able to get into the community that way to fill a gap that is needed. So that's one of the many ways that we are doing our Why Without Walls program.
It brings that physical activity or whatever to area, like you say, areas that may be further away. Maybe it's a more rural area, or does the concentration itself wouldn't warrant having a facility there all the time, but you're able to bring those programs in there. Anything new as far as programs that are taking place at the Y? Because you always have to, you have members there all the time. You got to make things a little different, exciting. What are some of the things maybe that you as executive directors have kind of put in place in your facilities?
Well, one of the newest things at the French Creek Family YMCA, and I'm sure everybody will be very happy that I'm announcing it, we've been able to start up a fine arts program. Everything from theater to gymnastics to tumbling, visual arts, every kind of dance that you could possibly want. And we are very, very proud to be able to support a program like that when so many times the arts have been taken out of the schools. And that's one thing that we can do as the Y is be able to support that, be able to support the arts, even though it's not necessarily supported in the school communities.
It gives them an opportunity for people who want to do that sort of thing, a place for that. That's kind of a whole different thing than you talked about the gym and the swim attitude when you think of the Y.
Absolutely. And that's one of the biggest goals, is it's not just about the gym and swim, like Tim said. It's really about what we're able to go out and do within the communities. I mean, Tim talked about our Active Older Adult site in Wellington, but we also help to run, help the city of Lorain to run the Lorain City pools during the summer. So, I mean, it's the swim aspect, but at the end of the day, it's all about social responsibility and what communities need.
You must be getting lifeguard training starting up soon. I would assume that's probably coming, right?
Isn't yeah. Well, actually, we run lifeguarding classes because our pools are open year-round. We run lifeguarding classes year-round. But, yeah, we've got a lot that are coming up, at the French Creek Y.
Tim, how long have you been in Vermilion, and how did you end up there?
So I started at Vermilion when the Vermilion Y merged with the YMCA of Greater Cleveland. This was in October of 2012. I like to say that I'm an exotic import because they brought me up here from the Y in Columbia, South Carolina. But that's not really where I started. I started with the Y in Akron, 2005. Just worked my way up through the ranks. I started out as a personal trainer, worked my way up to sports director, fitness director, all the way up through associate exec, and then two associations later, one in South Carolina and now Greater Cleveland. Here I am as the branch director of Vermilion Y.
You work at a place where you can work out too, so that kind
yes.
of it fills both your needs, I guess, as well.
It does.
It works great. And of course, if you're one of those people who are taking part in the facilities, you kind of have a sort of a hands-on, and you can see what the customer is going through and be able to deal with it from that level too.
Exactly. It gives me a great overlook and an overview of what the facility needs, because I've held a lot of different positions within the Y. So I have a sense of what is needed on a daily basis.
The annual campaign, is it going on right now? Has it started? Where's the process of it?
Absolutely.
So the process right now is we have, I know Charity and I, we have 100% of our board and staff on board with our campaign. And that process was throughout the first month or so of the year. And now we are hitting into our community campaign. My branch in particular, we already had our kickoff on Valentine's Day to actually go to the community and start soliciting for donations. And that process will go all the way and end sometime in April, usually ends when we have our annual meeting for the YMCA of Greater Cleveland. So it's really the first quarter of the year is when we do the bulk of our campaign. And I know Charity has a kickoff scheduled for March 13th, I believe.
Correct.
That's going to be a huge deal over at the French Creek Y, but details are to come for that. And we're not sure exactly what's going to happen. Well, I'm sure Charity is.
Oh, we know what's going to happen. We're just not ready to roll out with the details
right yet.
Well, people can find out more if they're looking to get information on it. What's a good place for them to kind of stay in touch with this campaign and be able to participate in it?
It's going to be www.clevelandymca.org or stop in at the front desk and see either Tim or myself.
That sounds great. And our guest today, Charity Bush, Executive Director of the French Creek Family YMCA in Ava, and also from Vermilion, Tim Goble, the Executive Director of the Family YMCA out there. Thanks for both coming in this morning. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.